One of the books that I read for older grade school children is a Greek legend called Baucis and Philemon. And this is the story of two Greek gods that come down to earth, Jupiter and Mercury, and they disguise themselves as poor, dirty men. They wander into a certain area in Greece. Actually, it's today considered part of Turkey. They are looking for someone to give them a meal, to take them in, and everyone in the city ignores them except this one couple, Baucis and Philemon. This is a kind of an introduction to Greek and Roman mythology for children, and it's called The Story of Baucis and Philemon by Pamela Espeland. Passover this year is March 29th. So one of the books that I read is called Pearl's Passover, a family celebration through stories, recipes, crafts, and songs. And this is by Jane Breskin Zalbin. It has great detail about what happens at a Seder, a Passover dinner, and what is usually served. There are songs that are sung at the Seders. One of the recipes is for apple and walnut haricot. There's also another recipe for date and almond haricot. And these are, depending on which part of the world you're from, like the apple and walnut haricot comes from Poland. The date and almond haricot comes from the Mediterranean, India, and North African countries. I thought this book was very interesting because it explains the meaning behind the different rituals that are performed at Passover. And again, the name of this is Pearl's Passover, a family celebration through stories, recipes, crafts, and songs by Jane Breskin Zalbin. I think the only thing I didn't care for was I didn't really like the illustrations. Another novel that I read is called Iron River by T. Jefferson Parker. It's about Charlie Hood, who is working for the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau. He is working in a small town on the California and Mexican border. They're having problems with people who are moving guns across the border, and they don't really know who is doing this, and so they're trying to track down who the big buyers are and how the guns are getting across. There are parts that are very violent, but the thing I think that bothered me the most about that is that this is truly happening. This book talks about that, but it's actually based on factual events. Charlie Hood is also in two other novels that we have. They kind of follow each other. The first one is L.A. Outlaws. The second is The Renegades. And this third one is called The Iron River by T. Jefferson Parker. Another book that I read is called Five Men Who Broke My Heart. And this is by Susan Shapiro. And this woman goes back and traces down her old boyfriends and tells a little bit about what happened with each relationship and why they broke up. I really thought the book was interesting, but I think that the author had a lot to do with why there were breakups. Anyway, it is called Five Men Who Broke My Heart by Susan Shapiro. Another book that is romantic suspense is called The Winter People by Phyllis A. Whitney. It's about a young couple who meet in New York City, and they marry, and they go to live at the groom's home, which is on a lake in upstate New York, and it's in a very isolated area. The groom's sister and mother live by the lake also, and you get very strange feelings about these people. You wonder just what's going to happen. So it definitely has suspense, a little bit of romance. It's kind of an old-fashioned story. The book was written in the 1970s. I like the way that Phyllis Whitney writes. She's got lots of characterization. I like how she writes about the setting. And again, the name of this is The Winter People by Phyllis A. Whitney. Another book that I enjoyed by Phyllis A. Whitney is called Sea Jade. This takes place around the turn of the century. It talks a lot about the whaling industry in the New England states, and the Sea Jade is actually the name of a ship that was used in the height of the whaling industry. It's about a woman who goes to New England because of the loss of financial support, and she goes there because there's family living in the area. This is in Massachusetts. She becomes knowledgeable about the ship. She thinks about restoring this ship. I thought it was interesting to get the different details of ships that were used in that era and the men who captained them, what it was like for the women who were left behind when the men went whaling, and how strong they had to be to keep their families clothed and keep wood through the winter. And again, the name of that is Sea Jade by Phyllis A. Whitney. The library has several new quilt books in. One that is really nice is called The Quilter's Album of Patchwork Patterns. And this is more than 4,050 pieced blocks for quilters. And it's by Jenny Beyer. It's set up just like an encyclopedia in a way. It's small pictures of different quilt blocks. There's lots to help you pick a design for a nice quilt. Again, the name of that is The Quilter's Album of Patchwork Patterns, more than 4,050 pieced blocks for quilters. Another quilting book is called Foolproof Machine Quilting, and this is by Mary Mashuta, and this gives you different styles of doing the quilting. I should say also that it has detailed patterns in it, lots of ideas for lots of different stitches to use in your quilting. And another quilt book is called Fat Quarter Quilting, 21 Terrific 16 by 20 Inch Projects. And this is by Lori Smith. I really like the quilt on the cover, which is pinwheels in my garden. They have lots of detailed instructions about how to do these quilts and ways in picking your fabrics. Again, the title of that is Fat Quarter Quilting, 21 Terrific 16 by 20 Inch Projects by Lori Smith. Another quilting one is called Quilt in a Day, Day and Night Quilts, and these are contrasting colors, dark and light. The designs that they come up with are very beautiful and interesting. And again, the name of that is Quilt in a Day, Day and Night Quilt by Eleanor Burns.